In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Holy wisdom, holy word. I'd like to invite the children to come up for children's time. Hi, guys. Here comes Oliver. Well, Evelyn, before we start with the book, I want to ask you all of you, to pray with me. Sweet little Evelyn here is visiting with Dad Scott and Mom Amanda from Texas, and they received word that a tornado went through their neighborhood and damaged their house. They're concerned about, of course, about their house, about their pets, and Amanda's parents who are in a storm shelter as we worship here because another tornado is coming through. So if we could please pray for our friends Amanda, Scott, and Evelyn. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we know that you love us and that you are always with us. We pray that your love and your presence would be made known profoundly to Scott, Amanda, Evelyn, and Amanda's parents, and all who are afraid right now because of storms. Hold them close, protect them, and keep them in your care. Be with everyone as they recover and sort through the damage. We thank you that, again, that you are with us. And that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I have a book to share with you. Oliver and Vincent, why don't you guys come over here so you can see the pictures? That way it will be a little easier for me to read it. Evelyn, why don't you come on up so you can see the pictures too? You can actually come right behind me if you want. There you go. Come on, so you can see the pictures. This is called The Stable Where Jesus Was Born. This is the stable where Jesus was born. See how it's built into, what is that? Yeah, it's almost like a cave. Many of their stables and barns were built into caves like that. This is the cow and the sweet-smelling hay, the cat and her kittens, and three mice at play that lived in the stable where Jesus was born. This is the mother, Mary by name. The mother of Jesus she became, who sat near the cow in the sweet-smelling hay. This is the father, Joseph, so tall, who cared for the baby and animals all, but mostly the mother, Mary, by name. Keeps bringing her some water. These are the shepherds who came in the night, who left flocks of sheep in their hurry and flight, and wished well the father, Joseph, so tall. They look pretty happy, don't they? This is the angel who said, "Fear not," who spoke of a birth in a glorious spot, and sent fast the shepherds who came in the night. This is the town called Bethlehem, where families gathered and filled every inn, beheld by the angel who said, "Fear not." This is the earth all round and bright that glimmered with hope that first Christmas night at news from a town called Bethlehem. This is the baby in swaddling clothes, the small precious baby, the one whom God chose to come to the earth all round and bright that glimmered with hope that first Christmas night. Do you see the three kitties? You see the kitties? Yeah. At news from a town called Bethlehem, where families gathered to fill every inn, beheld by the angel who said, "Fear not," who spoke of a birth in a glorious spot, and sent fast the angels who came in the night, who left flocks of sheep in their hurry and flight, and wished well the father, Joseph so tall, who cared for the baby and animals all, but mostly the mother Mary by name. The mother of Jesus she became, who sat near the cow in the sweet-smelling hay, the cat and her kittens and three mice at play, that lived in the stable where Jesus was born. So, thank you. Thank you for coming up and for being here today, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.